going here. Okay, Graham Thickens on the Demo Fall 2010 show floor here. I'm at booth 5 with Sococo.
Sococo, that's right.
Which is a shortened version of Social Communications Company, and they have a product called TeamSpace, and I'm going to be talking with David Van Wee, the founder and CEO. How are you?
I'm quite well, Graham. Good to meet you.
Good, and are you happy with the way Demo has gone so far?
Yeah, it's been a great show for us. It's really a well-organized event, and we've had great attendance at the booth, and the stage presentation was a real treat.
Yeah, and your co-founder did that, correct?
He did, yes. Paul Brody was up on stage yesterday afternoon.
Yep, and you're right in front here, in the front of the room, so you've got exposure like crazy here. So tell us about TeamSpace, about this virtual environment that you've created for meetings.
I'd be happy to do that. Our technology, we like to refer to as smart spaces. And what smart spaces do is they automatically connect the people inside of them using text, voice, and application sharing. But more than that, it gives people a sense of what's going on around them, who's there, and what they're doing. And we've used that smart space technology to create the TeamSpace service. And what TeamSpace is targeted at distributed professionals. So these are people, maybe even like you and I. Virtual teams who work with others. Sometimes it's a person working from home. Other times it might be a cross-functional team in a large organization. We've seen real interest in this from everyone from software developers on the one hand to real estate agents on the other. Groups of people who need to work together on sometimes complex tasks. They need to be in constant communication and readily available as they go about their day, even though they're not in the same location. So we've really found some good traction amongst groups like that.
So people tend to keep this app open all day, and it's not necessarily just for a one-hour meeting or a half-an-hour meeting. They might be working together all day long.
That's right, and we've seen a real difference in terms of our customers' ability to use the kinds of services we provide, because you don't have the setup that goes into a web meeting or a conference call. In order to use the Sococo technology, you just click into the same space as the other people, and you're instantly connected.
And you stay connected as long as you choose?
That's right. So you'll see in our software that there is a couple of different components, and one of them would be very familiar to anybody who's ever used IM, whoever's used a chat client like GTalk or AIM or Yahoo Messenger. And what we've done is we've integrated those third-party IM services right with the Sococo client.
Sure.
So you would use it much the way you would an IM client. It's the kind of thing that comes on when your PC turns on and you have it in the background all the time.
Yeah, interesting. And what else do you integrate in here? Let's see. I'm looking at... Yeah, too bad we don't have video here, because it's an amazing-looking screen here. Tell me about what else you're integrating in here. Chat, invite...
Right, we have a variety of things here, and of course, if any listener wanted to go have a look at www.sococo.com,
there you go.
That would be a way to have a look for themselves.
I'll post that link for sure, yeah.
Terrific. And so what we've integrated here is the chat, as well as voice, and then these other, we call them props, objects in the virtual space, are view screens, and we're showing two different types of them here. If we, let me come down into this space here.
The personal space war room.
Right. There's my client. Okay, so... I can show you both types in here. What we're demonstrating here is an example of a chart that you might use in software development. It's a burndown chart in this example from a previous demo. And this would be something that in this case, Marv Schneider is in the same space as me and is sharing this from his computer to this conversation.
Okay.
We also have some other tools available to us, though, in this space. I'll give you a quick look at this one. Here, what we're doing is we're actually embedding a browser-based application. In this case, it's Agile Zen. It could be any browser-based application.
Sure.
And this frame you see right here is exactly what that service provider delivers right now through their browser. There's no integration work to be done on their part. So if I wanted to take one of these things I'm working on here and I want to grab it there, click it, pull it over there.
Wow.
This is all their existing web service.
Right, right.
Now, why would somebody like Agile Zen care about that? Because they have a large number of communities right now of people who are distributed around the internet who have a lot of the same challenges we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
And what we're able to do for a company like that is their customers now have voice and chat, application sharing, and some social awareness,
yeah.
And they didn't have to do any work at all.
Yeah. So software developers must love this platform to be able to use tools like that,
right,
with added functionality. So how does somebody get your app? It's a desktop app, right?
It is.
You download a Windows only? Or what?
At the moment, our production software is only for Windows. We're still in testing with the Macintosh, although people who are interested in that can come to the website.
Okay. And I heard a big number of people you have using this, beta users already. How big is that number?
Well, we have about 20,000 people all in.
Wow. And how long has it been since you've had it out there then?
Well, we've just opened it up to the public in January of this year. And over the last several months, we've been really putting more energy into our marketing efforts. But
this is
a launch event for us.
Yeah.
We're really hoping to draw a much larger beta audience coming out of this event into our commercial launch, which will come next month.
Sure. Well, it looks fantastic. And I can see teams and large enterprises as well as small, startup teams of all kinds using this.
We have both types of users now.
I'll bet you do, yeah. Well, great. Well, David, it's been great speaking with you, and
I'll get
a shot of you here, and we'll post this later on tonight or tomorrow.
Sounds great.
Good talking to you.